says, woe to those that are now led. It says, woe to those who enact evil statutes and to those who constantly record unjust decisions. And probably some come to your mind. So as to deprive the needy of justice and rob the poor of my people of their rights, so that the widows may be their spoil and they may plunder the orphans. Now, what will you do in the day of punishment and devastation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your wealth? So the Bible teaches that government leaders are God's servants. He's using them. But they have a responsibility from God to govern in a certain way. And if they don't, then the Bible teaches that ultimately God is going to deal with them. Ultimately, God's going to do something. Now, that's the first part. Then we come to the second part. We're going to talk about just the purposes of government. I know this is a little bit different than how we normally do it here, but it's important to talk through this at least one Sunday. And so here we are. So what would be then the purposes of government? You know, why did God establish government in the first place? Well, first of all, write this down. First reason is to protect human life. The first reason is to protect human life. In Genesis 9, God said this. He says, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God, God has made man. In the image of God has God made man. So God is the one, way back when, who instituted what you and I would call capital punishment. It was 1,000 years before the Old Testament law came and Moses and all of that. God spoke to the descendants of Noah who would go into all the rest of the earth, and he says, if somebody sheds man's blood, the man, the government, is to rise up and to shed that man's blood. It's something that was instituted by God, and God calls it, in Genesis 9, it would be an everlasting covenant, which means that that never goes away. The Bible distinguishes between murder and capital punishment. If I go out and kill somebody, that's murder. If the government steps in because somebody has committed murder and executes them, that's capital punishment, and it's different in God's eyes. Some people try to make it to be the same, but it's not. Now, because we are created in the image of God, God takes life is very precious to him. And so he takes it very serious how we reverence that. So God takes it very serious. So the first purpose of government is to protect human life, and then number two would be to protect personal and property rights. When God was giving the Ten Commandments, notice a couple of things that he said. This is right from the Big Ten. He says, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. So God says, first of all, don't commit adultery. What is adultery? Well, that's stealing the spouse that belongs to somebody else. God says, don't do that. You don't steal. Then he says, you should not steal. That's just don't take what belongs to somebody else. But then he goes, now don't covet. the story later because they don't just let them out the door and pat them on the back. So it cost them because they did that. So they had to choose which citizenship they were going to follow.